Michelle Hershberger, charged with arson in April of 2014. Catherine Mason, charged with battery on a public safety officer later that same year. Terry Kuhn, charged with being a habitual traffic offender in 2015. What these defendants share is that evaluation reports of their mental competence to stand trial were filed with the court for each of them by Bloomington psychologist Albert Fink. Something else they share is that it is suspected that Fink may have falsified their evaluation reports and those in 25 other cases in Vandenberg County. The 29th case is Caleb Loving, for which Fink was convicted. Many in the legal system in Southwest Indiana thought there was more than just one case of a falsified evaluation, but how many more was the big question. Here's Vandenberg County Prosecutor Nick Herman during an interview shortly after filing charges against Fink in August of last year.
The big issue with the case is the doctor's statement that this has happened multiple times. I do expect that there will be multiple counts filed in the future. At this time, I don't know how many.
Vandenberg Chief Public Defender Steve Owens says they began to notice a pattern as they looked more closely at all of the cases for which Fink provided evaluations.
There were issues with regards to the time lag between that appointment and the issuance of the report that would have caused me, in hindsight, to go back and say, I'm not sure that he actually did the evaluation.
It was too quick?
Yes, it was much too quick.
Can you give me an example?
3 days, 5 days.
Other investigators checked jail visitation records and payments made by the county auditor. The list of suspected cases grew to a jaw-dropping figure. Over 40% of the evaluations Albert Fink performed in Vandenberg County may have been falsified. If Herman suspected several more crimes had been committed, why weren't there more charges filed?
There's a difference between thinking that maybe it happened and actually being able to prove beyond a reasonable doubt. There's a large gap between those two.
Another factor may be that Albert Fink is 85 years old and resides in an assisted living facility. Herman says they wanted to make sure that Fink received a felony conviction, which he did, and that his professional licenses were surrendered, which they have been. Both Herman and Owens did comprehensive reviews of all the suspected cases and decided that for various reasons, the outcomes would not have changed regardless of Fink's participation. For Vandenberg County officials, the case is closed. But was justice done in the other 28 cases? Is there a greater question of the defendant's right to fair treatment than simply to say that we don't think the outcome would have changed? During the launch of the public phase of this reporting project on WFYI's No Limits program, former Indiana Chief Justice Randall Shepard discussed that with host John Kroll.
We have an entire system, and one of the biggest law offices in Indiana, the state public defender, is charged with going back and looking for the needles in the haystack, try to find people who, not just on these grounds, but on other grounds, didn't get a fair trial, didn't have an adequate legal protection.
Indiana is one of the few states where incarcerated defendants have an automatic right to what is known as post-conviction relief. Their convictions can be reviewed and overturned if some error occurred in their case. We took the question to the Chief Public Defender of the Indiana Supreme Court, no relation, but who also happens to be named Stephen Owens. He knew about the list and had been keeping an eye out for defendants who might want to file for post-conviction relief. Our call prompted him to take an unusual step of soliciting those defendants whose evaluations may have been falsified by Albert Fink.
Rarely do we ever reach out to individuals, defendants, to let them know that this post-conviction remedy is available. But in this case, talked with Judge Mary Willis from the Supreme Court, and we decided that this could be an occasion where we'd kind of go outside the rules and try to contact the individuals that were affected by this case.
When we began investigating this case over a year ago, one of the first comments I heard from a state-level official was, "This has opened a big can of worms for a lot of people." Our investigation uncovered it's actually a much bigger can of worms than just the trouble Albert Fink caused the legal system. There is another group of potential victims that numbers in the thousands who may also have been affected by his crimes. We'll talk about that in our next series of reports in the coming weeks. For WNIN News, I'm Steve Berger.